This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was all seven goals that the Dallas Stars scored last night on the Bruins. It's WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arcand, Andy Hart. It was a bloodbath last night in Dallas. Really, about as bad as you could expect. Dadonov had a couple. Sagan was getting all kinds of assists. Oscar Back had a goal and an assist. I got to tell you. My confidence in Jeremy Swayman, something I didn't think I'd be saying at this point in the season, is starting to wane. That was an ugly game for him. I don't blame him completely for this because there was a lot of breakdowns and a lot of the same problems that the Bruins have been facing over and over again. But I can tell you this, he's certainly not been saving the day or anything. He's not been, you know, coming to the rescue when this team has a breakdown. Zadorov called them soft. They are soft. Their coach is probably going to get fired for this. It does seem like every time they play a good team, Andy Hart, and they're able to string some wins together against the lesser teams in the league. But every time they play a good team, they basically get their ass kicked. That's the type of Bruins season we're seeing so far here.
Yeah, they've been embarrassed in every game against a quality opponent. I thought last night was particularly embarrassing. I actually watched a lot of the clips from the Dallas perspective, and it was stunning to me how much they were shredding the Bruins. Shredding the Bruins in their analysis of goals, almost dismissing some of the Dallas goals. Like, well, I mean, it's the NHL. If you just let a guy skate up in front of the net, he's right. Going to shoot and score.
Which happened really, an awful lot. Yeah.
A lot. Yeah. There was no pushback. Like, I feel like one of the cardinal rules of all sports, almost any sport, stop the either puck or ball, insert whatever here, right? Like, you're playing basketball. Hey, somebody stop the ball. You're playing lacrosse. You're playing soccer. You have to stop the – they didn't stop the puck. Literally just letting guys skate in and shoot. And Swayman not good, giving – sort of a lot of net, as they kept talking about in Dallas, to the shooters. But the thing that was most alarming, I thought, was the Dallas Stars were scoring pretty goals, where like boom, 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 making defenders look silly, like Bruins defenders have looked slow all year, ahead, a step behind. But they were also getting like sort of the gritty, scrappy goals.
Yeah, the greasy goals. They were getting some greasers in there too. Absolutely, they were getting rebounds. Like, Swayman wasn't reacting on the rebounds.
No,
it was very. It was. They got dominated every possible way you could get dominated in a game. I think
they're toast, and I mean, actually, they're not toast. Their coach is toast. Even the
they might be toast too, Andy. I mean, this is a bad start.
I still think they're going to make the playoffs. I do. But this is a very bad start, and there's no, you know, we just started talking about identity and momentum for the Patriots. This Bruins team, you want to start talking about identity and momentum? Well, identity is you don't execute.
Yep.
You're a step behind on anything. You play lethargic, whether you're slow or just playing slow. You know, you're soft. You get your own guys calling you soft. You're not getting goaltending. You're not getting D. One thing we've talked about, and somebody just posted this, is the point totals of all the Bruins last year compared to where they're projected to go this year. And we were right. We were talking about, like, everybody's down, everybody's trending in the wrong direction. But when you see it numerically, it just magnifies it. This is total system failure for this team. And then you see Monty doing, like, the interview post-game with Nesson with almost no emotion at this point. Almost sort of just glass face. Yep, yep, it was execution. End of the second, execution. And maybe he kept saying execution because he's, you know.
Right, man, it happens to be on his mind at this point. Yeah, it could be.
This to me, if you want, because we've talked about this all season long because of the lack of an extension, this was the day he became the former head coach of the Bruins. I don't know when it actually, the axe falls, so to speak, but to me, this game,
this is
result,
when it gets signed off on.
This, yeah, and yeah, when you start players calling us soft, and I don't see any way for him to save it moving forward. Like I saw, you know, we played that audio during one of the breaks of the morning show talking about the Bruins, and
right,
Wiggy's like, oh yeah, I think they make the playoffs and then lose, and but they both kind of think that he makes it through the season. I can't envision a way he makes it through this season. We talked about it yesterday. I think the decision has been made. It's when the opportunity for the specific move presents itself, and I think we are in the presentation phase.
Yeah, I think we're getting there, and I do still think, even with all that's gone on here, that all of this falling on Jim Montgomery is not inherently fair. I feel like I have to address that and say that every single time we have this conversation. But in terms of what I think is going to happen, what move's going to get made, and you know what head's going to roll, I hate to say it, because I do think it does let other people off the hook here. I think it lets Sweeney off the hook for this roster, and Neely in general. I think that all of these guys share some blame here, and it's all just going to land on Jim Montgomery, which I don't necessarily agree with. I
also throw the players in there.
What's that?
And throw the players.
Oh,
in.
Players too. Absolutely.
Like soft, yeah. Park, soft everywhere.
Yes, that was Zadorov, who, by the way, is allowed to say that after last night. Not that he had a great game or anything, but when Jamie Benn skated over and threw Brandon Carlo into the boards, a major that got dropped down to a minor, which I still don't understand that. I haven't gotten one good explanation for why that was the case, which also, and our good friend and friend of the show, Bridget, pointed this out last night, no real reaction on the bench from Montgomery when that thing got downgraded. You didn't really see him losing his mind. You didn't see him freaking out there or anything on a play that knocked out a player, knocked him out of the game, a guy who's had multiple concussions, career-threatening type of stuff, I would say, just based on the way these things tend to go. That's like 5 or 6 for him. Like, this is a bad situation.
And I want my teammates laying on the ground, so I think that's a good response.
And he did. Zadorov went over there, he yep. responded, he gave Ben a nice thrashing, and it didn't do anything. I mean, it's not like the Bruins all got fired up for that and then went out and won the game. They did finally get on the board, but then gave up 3 straight goals in the second period, so it's like, whatever, but that's true. I mean, you have to go out there and tell the truth. And Zadorov's right. They got bigger and stronger, but they're soft. They're a soft team. They're soft around the edges. They let guys take liberties. They let people skate right up the middle and don't.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Punish them for it. Don't make them pay. That's been going on all year. This is a soft team. And the whole point of this offseason, I thought, was to get un... I don't even want to... I was about to say get unsoft. But you know what I mean? Like, it was supposed
get
to toughen
hard.
Up. Exactly. It was to toughen up, make not let teams do that to you anymore. And Zadorov hasn't exactly been, you know, Mr. Lethal Enforcer here, but he was last night, so he gets to say that. In general, I don't think that's the biggest problem this team has, but it's up there.
So, when you say soft, I think people automatically think of either fighting or big hits. And that's clearly part of it. But there's also a scrappiness to it that's absent. And then I even think there's a lacking in, you can, like, an aggressiveness. Like, they're soft aggressively.
Right.
And that, I see them slow skating, or even sometimes it's almost like, oh, you got him, right? Oh, I'm supposed to have him? Like, you can almost see this unfolding before your eyes, and then it's too late for anybody to have him because you guys were screwing around, either not knowing what you were supposed to do or somebody being a step slow that it created the opportunity for the offensive player to take advantage of. They are a mess. I don't know that I've seen a team this much of a mess sort of in all aspects, mentally, physically, offense, defense, goaltending. Because I don't like your guy's body language right now. I think Swayman looks weird right now. I think his confidence is shaken right now. Now, he gave up 7 goals, so there's probably a reason.
That'll do it. You give up a touchdown, that's probably going to happen. Yeah.
Right. They did get the extra point. PAT was not pending. They got the PAT. But I think he looks weird right now. And I don't have the answers, and I think that's where you said it, that Monty didn't even have a reaction on the bench to the penalty being lessened. I don't think he's not going to resign, but I think there's a resignation to him right now. Just a resignation to, it's over. I don't know what to do, or everything I've tried to do hasn't worked. I'm out of ideas. And I think that has left him sort of a broken man. It's what we talked. Remember when we realized, like, Mac Jones was kind of broken? Like, he was kind of a broken quarterback?
Yes, yes.
I feel like in a different way, we see that with Jim Montgomery. He's a broken hockey coach.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And I think that in large part it has to do with their lack of faith in him coming into the season. They didn't extend him. We all know that. It's a lame duck season. And really, I mean, if you look at it from 30,000 feet here, instead of a game-to-game basis, they're a 500 team. They're in the playoff picture. They've had some bad losses. It's very early in the season. But we all know he's on the hot seat. It's out there. They're letting Scoops Keefe and everybody else sort of know that this is unacceptable. If you're a Bruins fan, you should already know that, though, because, I mean, this is the team that gets off to the hot start and then fades at the end of the season. You can't fade at the beginning of the season. That doesn't work. So you would understand that this is unacceptable. But if you look at it from, you know, without that kind of day-to-day emotion of it, you're not talking about a lost cause of a team. You know, you're not talking about a team that's just can't get out of its own way and is struggling to win any games. They did win 4 out of 6, and I think that this is more a commentary on them either prepping Montgomery to be the fall guy this season in case things start to not look so good. And by the way, what's not looking good? The way that he's coaching the team or the new players and the new roster? Like, what's really the problem here? I think that's part of this that's not really going to go away. I think that's part of this that even if you do fire Montgomery, those questions are going to persist with this whole organization.
Yeah, I don't think Lindholm, for example, is suddenly going to be a perfect fit with Pasta, right? Like,
right.
They're going to click. They're going to pick up rapport right away because, oh, Monty was screwing our relationship up. Get him out the door, and everything is going to turn around. No, I don't think there's a simple answer. But I also think this team is worse than its standing and its record right now. Like, this reminds me of, remember Tom Brady, the most miserable 8-0 quarterback in history? He was 8-0, but he knew, we're not really an 8-0 undefeated, headed towards the Super Bowl kind of football team.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what good was, and he knew what they were, and they weren't marrying up with what they were supposed to be and what their record says.
He was also sad that his best friend Antonio Brown got cut too, right? Wasn't that the same year?
There was a lot of stuff
going on. Yeah.
There was a lot going on. But I look at this hockey team and I say, I just don't think they have it. They don't have, and I don't see any reason that they're going to bring this together and suddenly become this cohesive, effective, like, positive moment. Will they continue to beat bad teams? Probably. Like, well, I don't think they're going to go on like a 12-game losing streak or anything stupid like that. But I just also don't think they're going to suddenly turn around and we're going to be like, wow, they got rid of Monty and they went 12-2-1 or something in a 13-game that doesn't add up, 15-game span, right? Like,
it's close enough.
Yeah, whatever. It was close. It was math. Stay away from math.
Sports math.
I don't see that happening. I think there's too many issues to suddenly be solved by one guy leaving. I just, like, one guy leaves and the goalie gets better and the defense gets better and the offense is more cohesive and everybody skates better and there's less turnovers and all of these. I mean, were all the goals 5-on-5?
I think there was
a penalty shot.
One power play goal.
Okay, so five of seven goals.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think there was a penalty shot. So, like, you're giving up 5-on-5 goals. Like, there's no excuses to what is going on with this team right now. They're bad across the board, and I don't see any miraculous turnaround.
Yeah, the second goal, Dadonov's first one was the penalty shot. Everything else, you're right, was 5-on-5, all the way down to Marchmont at the end there. So, yeah, I mean, listen, this is a bad situation that they're in. It's not hopeless, I don't think, yet. You know, a couple more losses, you sink down beneath the waves a little bit there as far as 500 and the wild card goes, then okay, fine. But either way, we already know how they feel about Montgomery. We know what they're fixing to do with him and how that's going to try and deflect some of the problems and some of the blame off of where it should actually go. 617-779-7937. Mike Giardi joins the show, and we'll talk about what Gerard Mayo had to say about guys picking up guys when they're down. That's all coming up right after Stiz gets you caught up on what's trending.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.